Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's go. That was wish list. Now let me go. Mm-hmm. Now let me go on to a membership site piece of software.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I was going to say it does everything that wish list does. That's not actually true. It does essential stuff that you want for a membership site. It'll lock down your content so that, let's say, you've got 20 pages on your WordPress site. And now you implement MemberChamp, which is the one I'm going to talk about now, and you want to lock down 10 of them so that only your members can access them via a unique username and password for each member. So what you do is you just mark those as part of the membership site, and that's it. It protects them. Only people with named individual passworded access can get there. It integrates with PayPal, so you have either a one-off payment for your site, or every monthly payment for your site. So let's say you've got a tennis coaching site, and it's 10 pages locked down. You charge, let's say, $200 for that one-off. Mm-hmm. So they go to PayPal, they pay. Once they pay, they go straight back to MemberChamp, and they get your menu with all your content on there. Sign out. And
how would they get their password? I'd have to.
That's all built
maybe
into.
Maybe by email or something.
No, that's all built into MemberChamp. It's all automatic. So let's say you're asleep, 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody comes on online from the States, likes what you're offering. They click on the buy button. They're taken to the PayPal. Once the PayPal payment has gone through, it automatically takes you to a sign-on page. They pick a username and password. Once they've typed that in, they don't ever see that page again, and then they just access your site as normal.
And if they try to get on a page that they're not a member of, will come up.
And the nice thing
you have to be a member.
And the nice thing about MemberChamp is you don't have to set up the error message pages because they're already in there. It'll tell you.
Because it's pretty straightforward to tell someone that they have to be a member to access this page.
Exactly. Now, MemberChamp doesn't have loads and loads of membership levels. There's only one level, so you're either a member or you're not a member.
Okay.
It can either be protected or unprotected. So it simplifies things.
Yeah.
To be honest, the guys who wrote MemberChamp said, well, it doesn't do levels. So if you want another level, set up another bloody site. You know, it's much easier to do than it is to install Wishlist with a number of different levels.
Yeah, you could have set up an advanced site or whatever.
Yeah.
And just promote it from that one.
Exactly. Indeed you can.
Yeah. Okay. That's very good.
It's very, very fast. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Right.
Sounds
much better for someone like me.
It's much better for everybody, Rob. It's much better for someone like me. Because wish list, I love it, but it's a pain in the arse. MemberChamp is just so easy. It's just so easy.
Oh. That's good. How much is that roughly, do you think?
$97, I'll tell you exactly. It's $97, one off.
Yeah.
So if you go
to... Are you an affiliate?
I am, and if you click on that link...
So if I was going to buy it, I'd buy it through you, why not?
Yeah, because it's the same price.
Same price either way, and you might as well have something else on it.
That's right. So if I, for example, if I put that in the chat, you'll probably see it.
Put it in chat.
Yeah. On the right hand side of your GoToWebinar thing, there's a little menu, isn't there? Don't worry about it. I'll send it to you an email after. What's your email?
Let's use warren.tennis@gmail.com.
Right, just one second. So warren.tennis@gmail.com. So what I'll do, at the end of this, Warren, I'll send you all these links, and I'll send you a copy of this mind map with how you actually download mind map to free mind to read it and everything.
Okay, great.
So this is
thank you.
This is Member Champ. These are the two guys. That's a few years ago. He's not quite as young as that now. But these guys are really good. Jason Fladlin and Will Matos. They're really, really
good. I've heard of Jason Fladlin, yeah.
He's awesome.
He's quite well known, isn't he?
He's awesome. Here's how easy it is to set it up. That is the only setup screen. There's a registration key. Your PayPal email goes there. One time recurring or free. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. Currency.
Yeah.
And that's it. Once you've done that, that's it. That's set up.
Yeah.
And you integrate it with Aweber, with your Aweber thing. So when somebody signs on via PayPal and becomes a member, they're automatically a member of your Aweber list as well. So, you know, that's really easy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So that makes it easy to communicate with them.
Yeah. Very good.
It's a strongly recommend. It comes with this sign-on, login. You know, everything is all built in. So when you install it, you know that's already there on the site. It's really easy.
And it's so much better that you don't have to have the whole site. It's just part of the site.
Exactly. You just click the pages you want to be protected, and that's it.
Because obviously you want to give some free stuff, don't you? So
yeah, indeed, absolutely. So you can have your free pages, and I recommend you have an about me page which tells them about you, nice smiley picture of you, bit of information about why you've got the right to teach this stuff, why you've got credibility.
Yeah.
Our services, the kind of services you offer, paid services, and you probably want a squeeze page as well, you protect the rest of it. Oh, and your blog you want for free, of course, but that's standard.
Yeah. So if anything you add in the public blog.
Absolutely. So that's my number one recommendation.
Don't
be Kunaki. Let's just mention that quickly. Kunaki is an online manufacturing operation, really. It does CDs and DVDs, as you know.
Yes, automatic, isn't
it? It is, yes. WP Kunaki works with that so that basically it's a very, very simple paid plugin that captures your postal address in the right format, and you can then use that to paste into Kunaki, send out cards or other postal services. So it doesn't manage the transfer to Kunaki of your digital material. You still do that via the Kunaki site.
Okay, so hang on a sec.
Yeah.
So, so let's say I'm on Kunaki, I have physical CDs made.
Yeah.
Do they do DVDs?
Yes, they do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then with WP Kunaki...
Yeah.
I can... What do I do with that again? I have that sent out. I can...
Okay, what it does... It's very, very simple. All it does is when you've got a membership site, it comes up, when you log on to the membership site, it comes up with a pop-up saying, complete your postal address. So it's your name and your full postal address.
Yeah.
So you complete that.
That's my postal address, or the person who's joining.
The person who's joining.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, for example...
I see.
You might want to send them a free CD. for joining your site, or it might have been that your offer was that you get as well as getting your online videos, you get some CDs as well from that you've created. Yeah. Once you've captured their postal address, what you're then able to do is you manually go into Kunaki and you paste them in. There's a bulk mailing option in Kunaki. You paste them all in, and it's already in the right format, so you just paste it in, press send, and, you know, it'll debit however much that is for, you know, a dollar a CD and
$3.95
for shipping to the UK or whatever.
Mm. So if I have 10 people join, I can send those Kunaki CDs out to those 10 different people.
Exactly.
Kunaki does all that for me, sends them out direct to the person.
Yes. Yes.
Now, and this is just basically a form, basically, WP Kunaki.
It is. It's very, very simple. Exactly. Yeah. So you can actually do everything that WP Kunaki does in Kunaki, but all WP Kunaki does is captures and formats the address information for you.
Yeah. How brilliant is that? That's good, isn't it? I like that. Do you use that?
Yes.
Do you use Kunaki?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The nicest
thing... It only does individual CDs, doesn't it?
But you can order, let's say you've got a series of 5 CDs.
Yeah.
Then in order to deliver them, all you do is you order all 5 and they batch them all up in the same box.
Right. So, and is that going to work out? Oh, see, they batch them all up in the same box, but they're in 5 separate things, yeah.
Yeah, 5 separate cases, that's correct.
And then you pay the postage, 5 lots of postage or 1 lot of postage?
It depends. It depends. It's the, you know, a box of 5 is cheaper than 5 individual ones, but, you know, how much cheaper, you know, you'd have to check on
that. So do you use that only for freebies or do you use that to actually sell things?
No, I use Kunaki to sell things. I don't use WP Kunaki to sell things. That's only for stuff that's included in my membership site. There was one recently. I joined 3 membership sites from these guys. One was called Podcast Crusher. One's called Income Machine, and there was another one. Anyway, they sent me a manual. There's a manual that's nearly an inch thick, and is about 8 inches high. Yeah. So they sent me that, which I wasn't expecting. And then next week, they sent me some brownies all the way from the States.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was with a nice little card, and I thought that's really nice. You know, it's really nice. Good. So you know, have a cup of tea, have a brownie. So it was unexpected, and and I was listening to these guys the other night, and they were saying, oh yeah, people really like the brownies because they're unexpected, and you think. It doesn't actually cost that much. Yeah, what did it cost them? $12, probably, you know, to buy the brownies and send them. And, you know, the membership site was, well, one of them was quite expensive, but, you know, $12 to get people to talk about you lots, you know, it's probably quite good.
So you had joined the membership site, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You joined the membership site, and then they gave you that as a little thank you. That's such a good touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that can be good.
Mm-hmm.